more than 150 people came to Central Piedmont Community College to give input on the maps. The hearing was connected to six other sites around the state through video conference. Many felt the redrawn districts still had major problems. Barbara Blyweiss is with the League of Women Voters. She said lawmakers may not have used race as a criterion when drawing the maps, but
creating maps that use criteria, that the net effect of it is disenfranchisement of groups of voters, using partisanship as a veiled cover for race.
Some constituents had a more mixed reaction. Tricia Garcia acknowledged some improvement. For example, she said the districts are more compact.
The House districts are less squiggly. The promise to split fewer precincts came without a target, but we're glad to see that the new map split far fewer precincts.
Garcia says districts should be about fair representation for voters. She thought lawmakers tried too hard to protect incumbents when redrawing maps. Charlotte resident Robin Taylor waited in a long line in the hallway for a chance to speak. She questioned why lawmakers would schedule a public hearing so close to their September 1st deadline.
A small room, 4 o'clock on a Tuesday with very little notice, seems very intentional to keep the numbers down.
She wants to see a nonpartisan redistricting commission, an opinion expressed by many others. The maps are not yet final. Both chambers of the General Assembly will vote on the drafts before they're sent to federal judges for approval. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.